Hello, everyone. This is Sue Broom, and I am here to do your Facebook Live Monday tip of the day and pull an inspirational card. So, happy Monday, first of all, and thank you for the, some of you that may be joining me, and thank you for those that have been joining me for other days. And actually, even before I get into today's tip, question for you is there something you would like me to do a tip of the day about? Today's only day 11, and so we have many more days, 30 days. And the only thing that I'm not doing is Sundays. I am not doing a separate video because I am on Facebook Live for an hour doing the weekly angel card reading, and then I hang on for the rest of the hour and I do readings for whoever would like a card pulled. So anyway, if you want to hear about something, let me know. You can send it in the comments. You can send me a message, whatever way you want to reach out. So today's tip is to get quiet. Now, this I mean a little different than meditation. Meditation absolutely is a fabulous thing. I have some. I will walk people through meditation as one of my services. And the angels are fabulous at leading me through what it is that that person needs at that moment. What I'm talking about getting quiet is just a little snippet. It goes along with the breathing that we talked about. I believe that was just day one. So you can go back and re-listen to that tip. But this is just getting quiet. And what I mean by that is to stop whatever it is you're doing. And it's best if you're sitting down, but you don't have to be. You can do this at a stoplight. You could do this at a stoplight. Just getting quiet. You don't even have to close your eyes unless you want to. And focus on your breath, or focus on your heartbeat, or focus on what does my body feel right now? Just getting quiet, not worrying about what's going on around you, just focusing and getting quiet within. This can be a 10-second thing. Well, you'd have to breathe a lot of times in 10 seconds. But so let's just say at least a minute would be a good thing. But this can be a minute. This can be a minute and a half. And you would be amazed at how quickly you can get yourself recentered and regenerate, re-energized. That's the word I'm looking for. Re-energized. So that's the tip of the day. Get quiet. Now I want to talk really quickly. Oh, I have a one before I pull a card. I have just a reminder. Some of you were not able to tune in quick enough on Sunday when I was doing the cards, when I was pulling cards for people. But just as a reminder, this Wednesday, I will be on International Angels Network. That is the network that I work with. And my Angel Talk with Sue is Wednesday night at 7, 6 p.m. Sorry. I switched. Everybody else in the country changes time. We don't here in Arizona, but I had to switch. So it's 9 p.m. Eastern. Angel Talk with Sue. And this week, it is all about me picking a topic, and then I will be doing mini readings. So if you want to join, it's 9 p.m. Eastern. Angel Talk with Sue on International Angels Network. Come join me. We have a lot of fun. There's a different host almost every single day. Some days, Saturdays, there's actually two hosts. So Many of us will either have a guest or do a topic, but we save time to do readings for you. So tune in. Okay, now I want to pull a card, and this is the deck that I'm using is from Blue Butterfly Inspirations. And I'm going to post that in the comments. I have to go to a different screen, so I'm still I'm still learning about the technology. But the deck is from Blue Butterfly Inspirations, and this is the Feel Good Oracle deck. All right, so I shuffled, no card popped out, but this one wants to come. And I do have a listing of that I can easily see of the cards that I've pulled so far. So let's see, because we've had one card that showed up twice. Ooh, this is different. This is honor. Service, honor, and sacrifice are all traits that one must be willing to give at times in their lives, and this is one of those times. Take this moment to know that you're working toward a greater good through your actions. And this is number 16. What it's also telling me is so many times there are other people that we are all so very good about giving honor to, we forget about ourselves. We forget about all that we bring to the table. So honor yourself and honor what you have done and all of the things in your lifetime and past lifetimes that have brought you to this moment, this here and now, and honor who you are. The number is 16. So honor. I hope you have enjoyed this tip of the day and the inspirational card. I will be back again tomorrow, and not sure what time, but it seems like between 10 and 11 is kind of a good time for me. So watch. You'll see the reminder pop up. And then just click get your reminder, and you'll be able to pop in as soon as I go live. So have a fabulous day, everyone. Angel blessings to you. And remember to honor yourself. So have a great day. Thank you.